Join us this week as we focus on GOCAPS, the Greater Ozarks Centers for Advanced Professional Studies. This program offers area high school students firsthand experience at local businesses. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Springfield Branson National Airport, Maxson's Diamond Merchants, Dr. Shahar Tauber of Mercy Clinic Eye Specialists, and Silver Dollar City. In addition to actually hosting high school juniors and seniors on site, and we'll look at one of those this afternoon at 4:44, area businesses can get involved in GOCAPS in various ways. One of them is to host not high school students, but teachers. One local business that has offered teachers several days' worth of hands-on experience to take back to their classes is Elamoose, a Springfield business that fabricates signage, exhibits, sculptures, stage sets, and more for clients across the country, including Silver Dollar City, Dunkin' Donuts, Disney, Bass Pro, Six Flags, and Dollywood. Now, I wasn't able to get together with the Elamoose folks in time for this piece because they're currently up to their necks in putting together a major proposal for a big client. But I did talk to two area art teachers who spent 4 days last summer working with the artisans and technicians at Elamoose. It's what GOCAPS calls its extern program.
Last year, at the end of the year, they told us that GOCAPS, there was an opportunity for us to do the externship part of it, where the teachers would go to businesses in the community so that we could see what skills businesses were looking for our students. And I thought that would be an interesting opportunity for art students because they don't necessarily always know what opportunities are out there beyond being an artist. And this is an opportunity for me to kind of discover how to better prepare them for the opportunities that might exist.
That's Bethany Kelly, who is only in her second year teaching art at Central High School in Springfield, but who was already thinking outside the box about what more she might be able to provide her students in terms of preparation for life beyond high school. She was one of two art teachers who went to Elamoose to learn what that company does. The other is a veteran of 25 years teaching art, Matt Locke of Reed Spring High School.
So I've been around a while, and with my knowledge, I know that the arts touch everything. You know, you can't walk outside and look at anything that's man-made that hasn't been touched by an artist in some way. So I was eager to see what they did with that.
We were there for 4 days, and so that allowed us to see several different aspects of the production side of things. So we got to see, like, specifically some of their larger machines that I would not have guessed Springfield had any of, and also to see, like, how their community works together to, like, do each of the processes. It's not like one person does the entire process start to finish. It's very much production line still, like manufacturing would be. It's just more art-based, I guess you could say, because they're making some sort of visual element at the end.
There's a ton of jobs in art. You just need to know where to go to put it in. And Elamoose is a perfect example of so many different disciplines in art. Just an amazing, amazing place.
Bethany Kelly found the experience especially eye-opening.
Well, and I didn't think I would actually get placed with, like, an art-specific kind of company, because, again, I didn't know they even existed in Springfield. So I really was looking more for, in a broader sense, how companies in general are using the arts or using communication in a visual sense to help communicate their ideas to people, because I think that's what art is about, is communication. And so how I can help students become better communicators as we create images for advertising or, you know, your logos for your clients or Elamoose where you're creating something big, all of those things.
And she says it's had a direct effect on her classroom instruction techniques this school year.
All of my lessons I've started to kind of revamp into ways that they have to work more collaboratively as a group.
Matt Locke has long been an advocate for the use of the latest, most technologically advanced digital art software, and his experience at Elamoose reinforced for him the importance of the digital revolution, but also how he might need to revise his expectations.
You don't get a lot of commission artists out there that are painting portraits for people. It's just, you know, people think art class, you're not going to get a job doing art. I've always been very big on trying to provide the best opportunity for my students with what I think the industry standard is. And what I learned was the real world is a cheap world. They do it the most economic way they can. So what I'm using with my kids might actually be higher end than what they use in the industry. So I might need to rethink how I'm addressing that.
Matt Locke, art teacher at Reed Spring High School. He and Springfield Central High art instructor Bethany Kelly spent 4 days at the Elemoose plant in Springfield last summer as that company dipped a tentative toe in the educational waters of the GoCaps program. As Bethany says,
I don't know if they've decided if they want student interns yet. I don't see how that could hurt them in any way to have extra help that is willing and able and wants to learn.
Matt Locke adds,
our internships there this summer were kind of the foot in the door, giving us some input from them on what they're looking for in terms of student interns, and us maybe an idea of who we would send to them.
For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Springfield Branson National Airport, Maxon's Diamond Merchants, Dr. Shahar Tauber of Mercy Clinic Eye Specialists, and Silver Dollar City.